VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. India says it has carried out pre-dawn airstrikes in Pakistan on a camp of the Islamist militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed. The group had claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that killed 40 paramilitary troops in Indian Kashmir nearly 2 weeks ago. The airstrikes, which India says killed many militants, will escalate military tensions between the nuclear-armed rivals. Pakistan claims the strikes caused no damage or casualties. In Pakistan, the Prime Minister Imran Khan called an emergency meeting of his National Security Committee on Tuesday, after which the office released a statement that said, once again, the Indian government has resorted to a self-serving, reckless, and fictitious claim. President Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. There are hopes for a deal that would lead to the North giving up its nuclear weapons. The lack of a major breakthrough for a second time could have negative political ramifications for Trump. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a measure on Tuesday to revoke President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall without congressional authorization along the country's southern border with Mexico. Democrats have a majority in the House. They introduced the bill after Trump's February 15th declaration, arguing that his actions went against the constitutional separation of powers that gives Congress control over how federal money is spent. Democratic control of the House means the bill is sure to pass. The measure would then go to the Republican-controlled Senate, which would have 18 days to consider it, but the outcome there is uncertain. This is VOA News. The longtime personal attorney